B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Do you ever get busted as a kid? Kids are such amateurs at pulling things off.
Yeah, well, we all thought we were smart, right? Apparently, three teenagers were arrested at a hotel party. So, mom rents this hotel room for an 18-year-old's birthday party.
Of course.
Well, a bunch of 14, 15, 16-year-olds roll in, and they're doing a bunch of illegal activities, and the police come in and arrest them, and they call the parents. They're like, hey, you got to come get your kids. And you have to imagine, you know, the 18-year-old, the 18-year-old's an adult. The parents rented the room for the kids. So maybe that 18-year-old's not in trouble. But that 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, you think they told their parents where they were really going?
No, just put me in jail. Do not call my mom. Right. Just put me in jail.
Charlie, you don't strike me as somebody who got busted.
I did. I was where I was not supposed to be. I told my parents I was hanging out with a girlfriend and going to spend the night at her house. My grandfather proceeded to have a stroke that day.
Oh, no.
So my mom and dad come to pick me up, except I wasn't there. I was at my boyfriend's house.
Your parents, I mean, were you just the good kid where if you told your parents you were going to go sleep at a friend's house,
yes,
they wouldn't check in, they wouldn't call them out?
No.
Wow.
No,
so
I was good.
You ruined that privilege real fast.
My grandpa ruined that privilege.
But I was 19, 20, so I was old enough that I thought I could be fine.
Could you imagine, like, you have daughters now, right?
Yes.
And that breaks my heart to ever think about, like, your child being deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to pull this stuff.
Oh, and I'm going to be so smart because I did it and I did it better.
Dude, five gray hairs just popped out of my head when you said that sentence. Unbelievable. Matt Noonan got busted. 404-741-0985. Matt, what happened to you?
When I was in second grade, I stole my sister's life savings, which was about $200-$300, and went to the book fair to buy my friends all sorts of books and stuff. And my teacher caught me because she saw me with a roll of cash and wanted to know where I got it from, and I got busted.
Matt, rolling with a stack of paper in second grade.
Yeah, I stole out of my sister's bedroom the day before I left for school.
And like a true hardened criminal, he spends all that cash on books.
Book fair, man. Book fairs always get you.
Scholastic. 404-741-0985. Truly the best part of being a police officer has got to be busting teenagers, right? Because they don't use their heads.
You know, so when the justice coming from the parents is probably better than the justice coming from Justice Department.
Mm-hmm. Morrow Police Department posted this on Facebook, Instagram. They were like, hotel parties always fun till the cops show up. This call led to three arrests and a bunch of upset mamas.
Yeah, a bunch of teenagers were having a hotel party. And you know they lied to their parents about where they were going.
For sure. Yeah. Tabitha and Jasper, you got busted?
We used to be able to camp out for concert tickets, and then they stopped that. So we had snuck out and was camping out for concert tickets and told my mom that we were at my grandma's. Well, the police got called, and lo and behold, the officers are going down the line asking everybody's name and how to contact their parents. My mom was his dispatcher.
So no! Totally busted. No!
I mean,
what tickets were you trying to get?
It was 38 Special back in the day.
You had a set of stones on you to, like, know that your mom worked for the sheriff's office and then say you're at grandma's house?
Well, grandma told us we could go.
Of course.
Oh, grandma supported it. She was an accomplice.
Exactly.
Love grandma. 404-741-0985. And we're talking about getting busted when we were kids. I got to hand it to... Was it Matt Noonan who got busted when he was in second grade?
Oh, right,
I mean, he's in the lead right now. Busted for stealing money from his sister and buying books.
Wow.
Eric in Atlanta.
Well, actually, it's about two of my friends that got busted. Sisters, teenagers, 16 and 17. They snuck out the house to hang out with my best friends. And when they went back in the window at like 3 a.m. in the morning, their parents were in their bed.
The parents, like, went to sleep in their bed.
Well, they came in the window on the parents. So, you know, they came in back in the bedroom window, and the parents were, like, right there.
I just hope I hope my kid never does anything bad like that. But I hope I'm smart enough to have fun with it.
Well, I think you will be smart enough because I feel like your mom, Jan, she's very similar to that, Tad. I'll bet when you misbehaved as a teenager, because we know you did.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she had a little bit of fun with you.
Oh, yeah. My mother's got stories. My favorite story, I don't even know if she knows about it. We were busted by the cops.
Oh.
But this is just a lesson for everybody. So I was the DD. I'm not saying how old we were.
Yeah.
We're driving back from the lake. My friend Russ had like a little cabin that was set away from his parents' house. We could all gather there. It was on his parents' property.
Mm-hmm.
And me being the DD, I'm driving home. And there was this car on the other side of the road with its high beams on. And so I flash my high beams on like you do a couple of times.
Sure.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. As we drive by this car, my friend Pete, who's intoxicated in the backseat, rolls the window down and he yells some expletives at this person with their high beams on.
Yeah, they're kind of being a jerk by having the high beams on, though.
That turned out to be a police officer who then followed us with his lights off. So I had no idea.
Oh.
And I was just trying to get out of Dodge. So, of course, I get to a stop sign and I didn't stop the full 3 seconds. So we get pulled over.
3 seconds?
You're supposed to stop 3 seconds. Listen, I'm here to help.
You're married to a DA, Charlie. Come on, you should know that.
So the police officer comes to the window and he goes, did you guys call me bleep, bleep, bleep? And I was like, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir, not at all. He goes, I'd swear one of you called me a bleep, bleep, bleep. And then my friend Pete rolls the window back down and he says, yes, officer.
I called you.
So that was the end of that evening.
Yeah.
We got a ticket. We were busted. Carrie and Sugar Hill busted.
It was back when I was in college. We got busted driving around, drinking adult beverages.
Oh.
And I know. The police officer that pulled us over, actually, when I got out of the car, he said my last name, and I thought, oh, God, I'm in so much trouble. Oh, this guy knows me.
Yeah.
And he said, is your mom Ellen? And I was oh, God, I'm in really big trouble now.
Yeah.
My mom used to babysit him.
Oh,
no.
And now he was the county sheriff.
Ah.
I was like, okay, this could go one way or the other.
Right.
And thank God he loved my mom, and he was like, you guys need to be better, safer, you know.
Yeah.
You're off with a warning. Be good. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, thank you. And then I was like, do I tell him, please don't call my mom, too, or do I just go?
you just pray at that point.
Yeah.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 827, clouding up today with a high of 75. Good chance of showers, storms tonight. It's 55 in Midtown. What's going on, Charlie?
A message posted to a fast food website has customers freaking out. Find out what could be on a farewell tour coming up. But first, oh man, Taylor Swift. So there's a scene in the music video for Antihero where she is holding a pen and writing on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Now, it's easy to miss it, but Taylor is holding the pen in a weird way. Like the most commonly way, think about how you hold a pen. Like you hold it between like your thumb and your index finger, right?
Sure.
But that's not the way Taylor is holding it. She's holding it between her index finger and her middle finger.
Yeah,
so you
she's
almost
holding
has
like,
to like...
Like she's got claws.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And I even Googled this. This is how she holds it. Like, this is not
just for
the video.
Okay, when you look through pictures of her signing autographs and stuff.
Autographs, everything. And actually, this is also how Anne Frank holds her pen. Just weird little tidbit there. But it's very weird. Kathy Redman, she's a retired occupational therapist, said she's probably just protecting her joints. And if that's what's working, good for her. But it's just bizarre.
And it seems like her fans have gone crazy. Like, I've seen screenshots of the music video for Antihero. Like, people are like, what is she doing? Is this a sign? Is she trying to send us a message?
Is she left-handed?
Because
maybe it's a way...
No, she's right-handed.
Oh, because I was thinking maybe it avoids the smudge.
Yeah.
I don't know. But see, here's what we've learned with Taylor is everything is purposeful and has a point. So I can understand why fans are like freaking out.
To have the wherewithal to protect your joints, you would be older when you started doing that. So it's just odd.
She is a bit of an old soul.
She is an old soul. She wears the cardigans. She has cats. Like, yeah.
Oh, Drex, the story is just for
you.
The McRib sandwich is returning to McDonald's very soon, but an announcement on the McDonald's website promotes a 2022 farewell tour.
Nonsense.
For the sandwich. The notice says, get one while you can because this is the McRib farewell tour.
Well, and I heard this news and I wanted to get my hands on the McRib immediately. Mm-hmm. So I went to my local McDonald's there on Holcomb Bridge Road in Spalding, which I love. I'm obviously a regular there. I have a little booth.
And
I was like, oh, if the McRibs aren't for sale yet, like, I need to get in there and get one now.
They see Drex pull in with his pickup truck and they yell, boss!
Yeah. So I went to my McDonald's and I was like, can I get the McRib now, please? Is there a limit to the number of McRibs I can order?
McRibs? Hold on.
So she's got to go back and she's got to check.
Uh-huh.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, we do not have them. They're not in the system yet, but I don't know when exactly they're going to bring them into the system, okay?
Okay, well, maybe I'll come back tomorrow. When you guys see me pull in, you guys can be like, oh, there's the McRib guy.
All right, yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
She was so friendly.
She was, but like, I really wanted her to be like, all right, McRib guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She was not, you're holding up the line. You're holding up the line. She's not buying what you're selling.
I want to be known as MRG.
Nothing sounds more sexier as an aside of you ordering a food item and they tell you that it's not in the system yet.
Yeah, right. I've hit a new low.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Kara's on maternity leave, so I'm filling in for her on this game here this morning with Mary and Canton. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm ready to win.
All right.
Bring it early.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
All right, enough of the pleasantries. Right. Let's kick Tad out of the studio, Mary.
Bye, Tad. Good luck.
All right, Mary, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring them back inside the studio, ask them the same cues. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Ed Sheeran is currently shooting scenes for a tell-all documentary. What type of symbols does Ed use for the names of his albums?
School symbols?
Math symbols. Okay, there we go. Question number two, true or false, we are exactly 2 weeks away from Election Day.
It's on the 8th, so next week. Yes, 2 weeks.
Had to do a little Ed Sheeran math there. Question three. During last night's Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, the host of that show had a strange discussion with Good Charlotte band member Joel Madden about tattoos and piercings, and they went deep, Charlie. It was strange. Who's the host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
Question number four, sad news to report. Actor Leslie Jordan passed away in a car wreck at age 67 yesterday. He was best known for the character Beverly on what NBC sitcom?
Will and Grace.
Question number five, Kanye West has been fired by his agent and lawyer for inappropriate comments about the Jewish community. What athletic company produces his Yeezy shoe line?
Adidas, maybe?
Okay.
Wow, Mary and Canton, you are almost smarter than Tad. Oh
no, she got them all right.
I'm trying to build her up here.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
You're almost. We just got to take him down. You can do it, Mary.
All right, Tad. She got all five right.
All right.
We're not going to tell you if you're right or wrong until the end. You ready for the questions?
Yes, sir.
Number one, what type of symbols does Ed Sheeran use for the names of his albums?
Math.
Question number two, true or false, we're exactly 2 weeks away from Election Day?
True.
Question number three, who's the host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
Question number four, actor Leslie Jordan passed away in a car wreck yesterday.
Yeah.
Best known for the character Beverly in what sitcom?
Will and Grace.
Question number five, what athletic company produces Kanye West's Yeezy shoe line?
Adidas.
Oh,
did I get them?
Yes. Got them all right.
Final score.
5-5.
All ties go to the house because Tad puts up $100 of his own money. But a great game, Mary and Canton.
Wow.
Thank you. I really thought I was going to beat you.
Which one did you think Tad wasn't going to get right?
I didn't think he'd get the Adidas.
Mm.
I think you're cool enough.
I wear Vans.
I wasn't going to say that.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up like Mary did. Just go to TadDruxandKara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Carly, you and your boyfriend have been fighting all weekend long.
I love his car keys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that became that much of an issue.
I put them in the same place every time. Like, I'm OCD. And he had a big work event on Friday night, and I couldn't find the damn keys. It was really stressful, and I kept searching everywhere around the house. I went outside. I'm like, maybe I dropped them somewhere. And he had to call his boss and lie and say that he was sick because he had this big work event and they were going to meet up.
What?
And, no, yeah.
Just take an Uber, Carly.
That's what I said. But he was, like, all shaken up. And I was, like, a mess. And he was just, like, too rattled to be with his boss. So.
I get it. Lost keys can really be stressful. The longer that you go not finding them, the worse that it gets.
And then you're just going to be at this work event thinking about the keys, yeah.
Basically, like, the whole weekend was ruined. We were supposed to go off Saturday night, and we were fighting. So
still?
Date night was ruined.
So this started on Friday and now carried over till Saturday?
Ugh. Yeah, and we're still fighting. And I don't know.
Where are the damn keys, Carly?
Did you find them?
We found them, but I always put them in the same place. And the worst part of it all was that they were in my purse the entire.
Wouldn't that be the first place you would look?
I was looking. I checked like 100 times. And yeah, he's still mad.
And you need our help asking forgiveness?
Guys, when he left this morning, he was carrying all this stuff he has at my place. So I'm not really sure if I'm going to see him. Oh. Like, he was just...
You think he might, like, never come back? That this is it?
I know I messed up. I try my best. I explained it to him, and he just... No.
Maybe that dinner with his boss was a little bigger deal than you thought.
Apparently it was more than I thought it was as a big deal, but he sees his boss every day. So to go out with his boss on Friday night, like, it just seems like a lot.
Well, you don't want to say that. You just want to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. I'm confused. I want forgiveness, yeah. But I'm also very confused.
All right. Sit tight. Let's get him on the phone. We'll try to ask forgiveness and save this relationship, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Carly lost her boyfriend's car keys, and it turned into a giant argument that lasted the entire weekend. He had to cancel a work event on Friday night. They ultimately found the keys, but has she lost this relationship? She says when he left for work this morning, she wasn't sure if she'll ever see him again. Carly, sit tight. Ryan's not going to know you're on the line until we get a little information from him.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How's it going?
I've been better. What's this about?
We heard you're having car trouble.
Yeah, why? You guys want to buy my car?
Buy your car? Why? Yeah.
Dude, this is just causing me too much trouble right now.
Your car's causing you trouble? Why is that?
My girlfriend and I fought about it all weekend. It was madness. She stole my keys, so that's that's why.
You're saying that your girlfriend stole your keys? She didn't just lose them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She lost them, right, because she looked in her purse 5 times and they weren't there. And then as soon as I had nowhere to go, oh, all of a sudden, keys magically appear at the bottom of the purse. So it's pretty obvious.
Is she worried about gas prices maybe, or she wants you to go to a hybrid or something?
She doesn't like me going out with my boss. I have to meet up with my boss on the weekend sometimes.
You have to meet up with your boss on weekends?
She wants to meet up for drinks on the weekend. I have to go. It's this whole stupid sort of political job thing. So the job kind of depends on it. So that's my obligation.
When you say she wants to meet up, you're saying your boss, not your girlfriend. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, my boss.
You are meeting up for drinks?
I'm sorry, what?
We have Carly on the line with us, Ryan. She was calling because she lost your keys and wanted to ask your forgiveness.
You really think I stole your keys? You think I enjoyed fighting all weekend? Why would I do that?
That is the frustrating thing. It's jealousy.
We were supposed to go to Avalon Saturday night. Why would I want to miss out on date night?
Of course. That was the penalty.
The penalty? You were penalizing your girlfriend by not going out on Saturday night?
Yeah, for stealing my keys.
So tell me more about these Friday night drinks with the boss.
It's this whole, like, team building thing. I don't really know. She just wants to go out for drinks. It's not my choice. And truly, if I could, I would, but I can't say no.
You know what the crazy thing is, guys? Didn't know his boss was a woman. And there is no team.
On.
It's just him.
What
team are you talking about, Ryan?
Ryan.
So is this you and your boss having drinks and she's a woman?
Ryan, you are going to Friday night drinks with your boss who's a woman and it's just the two of you. Quote unquote team building.
It's his boss, though. Our boss is a woman. If she wanted to go out for drinks, I'd be there.
You're accusing me of hiding your keys or stealing your keys without even me knowing it's a woman. So what are you guilty of, dude? Wow.
Really, Ryan? Like all these accusations, the whole time you thought she was jealous. She didn't even know your boss was a woman.
Yeah. I am so sorry.
Your car keys are the least of your troubles right now.
Yeah, I would say. This feature is called Forgive and Forget. Carly called because she was feeling terrible because she legitimately lost your keys. Do you forgive her, Ryan?
Yeah, of course. But, you know, only if she forgives me, please.
I'm sorry. That's not going to be so easy.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Yeah. tomorrow at 7, Tori and Dan, they were supposed to go to the big Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville this weekend, but that might not happen because he's not talking to her right now.
Oh.
And yes, the father-in-law is involved.
Who's got the tickets, though?
It's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We'll help him out on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.